Okay, we're up to Tav Beis. Tav Aleph. Nishiyashem Bederech Chashchalo. Someone was traveling and he fell asleep before Shabbos and woke up. Suddenly it's dark. He's not in Tchum. He's not anywhere. Kana Shvisa in Kainoi. He gets Shvisa. Yesh Lo Alpayim Amah L'Chol Ruach. You know, too bad. Now he gets, but he gets Alpayim Amah, which he says around a kilometer to every direction. V'dafka ba'adam mishum dehoyel ve'im hayaneyor hayakone. This is only talking about an adam, a person, because if he was awake, he would hayakone, he would have been kone shvisa, yoshenami kone, even though he's not awake. We say that, like we said before, if he's kovei shvisa, he gets 2,000 amas. The point over here is that you have to be, to make it 2,000 amas, you have to be kone shvisa. So we say, even though he wasn't specifically kone shvisa, it works anyway. Well, chetze hefker, ain't according to shvisa, but a chafetzim, let's say your person's, you know, let's say a person, is kone shvisa in the middle of the forest. I don't know, whatever. And then he finds some chetze hefker, someone's whatever. Behem kiragli azaycha behem tchila. They are considered like the person picks them up. They're considered like as his, and he can carry it as far as he can go. They don't have the kelim themselves. Don't have 2,000 amos. They go by whoever is zeich in them. But chafetz in a Yehudi, but a chafetz of a goy konim shvisa in kaiman. They do have shvisa where they are. Aval pi shebaleim lav ne shvisa inu. But the Chum said that they have a din that you can only take them alpayim amah from wherever let's say you have to borrow something in the forest, you borrow something from a plate from a goy, whatever it is, only 2,000 amas. Gzera chetzei any Yehudi out to chetzei Yisrael, because then you might come to make a mistake. You know, see on any Yehudi chutz tchumah mevi in the year. Let's say a goy took his kelim from outside the tchum and brought them to the city. You're allowed to go ahead. So let's say a guy deliver Amazon package, whatever, from outside the tchum. Usually it's not from outside the tchum, but let's say that was the case. If someone brought it from outside the tchum, and they gave it to you, so then you'd be allowed to go ahead and carry it around the whole city. Because like our browser, generally if something's brought from outside the tchum, you can only move it dalet amos. But if it's a package for you, that's chetzei Yisrael. That's a different thing. But if let's say it was a goy, it was his own kelim, whatever. If it's Yisrael and he ordered it, that would be only Avramos. Avach tehei mukefes ledira. As long as the city is mukefes ledira, the walls were mukefes ledira, then it has the din of dal amos. Ustame yaros mukefes ledira. Stam city is, if there's a wall around it, it's considered mukefes ledira. Shabonim batim tchila. Generally, build the houses first. Yachachach lakifin osam. Then they put a wall around them. Aval stam bitzarim, a fort. First they put the fort up, and then the people start living outside the walls, and whatever, or some sort of castle. Eina mukafim ledira. They're not called mukafim ledira because they're originally moved. Originally was a fort, and then slowly people started settling there. So that's not called that. L'chein yishizar hagoy l'chein yishizar liyisel shehishel kelav leinu yehudi rafzirim v'shabbes. If he lent scissors to a goy, he wants to bring him back on Shabbos. Or a fork, I don't know. He can't carry outside Avraamos. Im ain ha'ir mukaf mechitza. Shere kelin kono shvitza etel in Yehudi, and then it's kind of 2,000 amos. Shabur brings an important nakuda. When we said the Shulchan Aruch says tama yaros mukaf zedira, what about the Chaim discussed? What about cities are a problem? Cities without a wall, which is most cities nowadays. What's the din of them? So he says, "Kibun shetiknu mavolos kedina mitzuras haPesach." The sheva kulo mukafes adira. Since if they put up a proper eruv, we discussed this once. If you put up a proper eruv, then it's considered mukafes adira. Because the batim are like mechitzah, it becomes a prutzim halo nitkul with turas pesach and asking the dira. Since there are mechitzas of turas pesach and everything like that, so that makes the city into mukefes ledira. Because he said halo bonim batim tchilas of turas pesach. So that's called mukefes ledira. We had different shiloh before about can you go, is that called the mechitzas of the year? That's a different nekuda. The dish who brings the Mishal Zalin, it was more discussion in Yerushalayim, is if it's something within the area of the city, it was, I think it was more of a discussion for Hadassah and Kerem, which is really technically outside of Tchum. So the fact that there's a city area of enclosing all the way around with Hadassah, whatever, would that be, is that considered as part of the city that you can care, that Tochot Tchum? And he says that... It was. I mean, I don't know. Not anymore. I've been talking 20 years ago. Whatever. Right now. Now I don't know how. I don't know how my built up. How built up it is. It could be. It could be the time of the tshuva. Could be the mitzvah was different. The houses, whatever. So he said that's called mukuf ledira. If the Chazon Ish doesn't like this idea of Teresa Pesach, he wants a Chum, fine. That's a machlokes between Shlomo Zalman and the Chazon Ish about whether you can call that one city. I don't know if it was originally many years when the first, 40 years ago, it was also, there was nothing. The Shiloh Tchum over there also, but eventually things filled up. Tough base. Din Charitz Mayim. Charitz Malei Mayim Mechunasim. Shehu Bein Shnei Tchumim. Let's say have a reservoir between two Tchumim Shabbos. Miktsasu B'Tchumim Yerzeh. Miktsasu B'Tchumim Yeracheres. Part of the, or it's a small lake, whatever it is, and it's partially in this Tchum, partially in that Tchum. Shtei Ayaves Asuras Amalus V'Menu. Afil B'Socha Tchum. Two of the cities can't go ahead and draw water from it, even if it's Tochot Chum. Shemayim Shebesochot Chum, Kodin Shvisas Ayir. The Mayim, which is next to the city, gets the Shvis of the city, gets the din of the city. It's Arvim Elu Imelu. And then you have, the waters are getting mixed up. So if you're taking water, you're taking water from the other side. V'tarach lasos mechitza, the din derabanan, the rabanan v'goyzer, tarach lasos mechitza v'sofa tchumin, that you have to put a border up, some sort of fence, have sikam. V'avil hi tluya she'ena magas l'karka acharitz shokanim ba'al masagi. It's sort of what you say, gurach, obviously you're not actually going to be separating one water from the other, but it's chelik of the tchumin that you shouldn't go ahead and come to take from the other side or from whatever. We say, okay, make it a very clear demarcation about where the tchum is, and you can take. Like, oh, bor shall. Right, so that's why you're allowed to. The Mishavura says that mayim luchutzot tchum even she'enam smuch in the year they have a din of chatzay hefker. That if it's not, this is only where it's tochot tchum. If it's water which is outside the tchum, this is where we're talking about a case where it hits
inside the tchum, it's considered mayim shutah, and if it's outside the tchum, then it's
after. Right. So if we're talking about a case, the Biracha says we're talking about a case of a very large lake or something like that. It doesn't make sense. He says, well, one side you got this part of tochot tchum over here, and you have a few kilometers away, the Mississippi River, or I don't know, whatever. You're not talking about, the river anyway is different, but let's say it's a very large lake. Lake Michigan. Okay, so Chicago goes in a little bit into Lake Michigan, so on the other side, you can't take. He's not talking about that case. He's talking about the case that's a very small reservoir or lake or whatever it is, where it really is just in between these two cities, and it's really very mitzumtzum, and the tchum ends mamish in the middle. No, stagnant. Mechunasim. Yeah, that's it. It's mechunasim. The Shulchan Aruch says mechunasim. It's stagnant.
Does it have to be at the end of the 2000? At the cold, can you make it like a little fence in your backyard? Your own yard is different.
Yeah, no, Chatzur is different. Here we're talking about a case at the end of the Tchum. It's two cities. So the Tchum.
It says you have to make the fence.
The fence has to be in the water, above the water.
Oh,
I think her has to be between them. Her has to be between the two between the two cities, the tchum and the two cities. Let's say you have a pit full of tevin that stands between the two tchumin. Elu machilim mikam, elu machilim mikan. Echoshin shema yikach echa mechel chavero. We're not choshish you're going to take from the part outside the tchum because it's a solid. It's solid. It's not liquid. So therefore, it's not a problem. Imayim moshchim ein tzarach shem tikun. As your question, if there's flowing water, you don't need any tikkun at all, a river or some sort of ein koinim shvisa, ein karagli and mamale, because since they're flowing, so they never kona shvisa, so therefore you can always fill from it no matter what. Tav gimel, Shabbos mebika b'kifur enin yehudim b'shabbos mechitzas ladira. Person went, he's staying for Shabbos in the middle of the wilderness. And for some reason, overnight, they're going to erect walls around that bika for whatever reason. Ladira, they want to, a caravan came, whatever, they want to sleep there overnight. You can only go within this hukuf ladira, apayim ama, she'ena kula ka arba amos. He doesn't get the kula ka arba amos, kiven shiloshavas ma'avir mechitzos. Since by Benesh Mashos he wasn't toch the mechitzas, so therefore his shvisa was 2,000 amos. However, since he is lemaisa within a rishus hayachid, even if it's rishus hayachid now, then he can go ahead and he can still metalto by throwing it because you're not over on tiltul. It's just it's a tchum in derabana, and he's not allowed to go ahead and to walk out. Sheyachol lizvok afilu chutzal alpayim. He can even throw it at chutzal alpayim if it's within the mechitzas. Sheyachol gomerhu kivan shehukuf ladira. Right, he can go through his end of his 2,000 amos, and there's someone standing there. He throw him something, whatever, and it's fine. Aba talto mamish chutzal arba amos, but to actually carry outside the arba amos also afilu toch alpayim because we say that since he can only throw it outside of 2,000 amos zvika, it's considered ki'ilu it's nifrat. So like you have the case of by Eruvin, if it's nifrat to makuma asrula, if it's a area which is open to a karpov, karvelis, things like that, where you can't carry, so anyway, he's also to carry. So his kilu, his walls are 2,000 amos. There, and it's nifrat, so he can't carry. Throwing because he's not chayav, but he can't, because he can't.
It's like
Rosh Hashanah. It's like Rosh Hashanah, yeah, I mean, it's, Rosh Hashanah, right, Rosh Hashanah Yachid Shenifrat, but here's Rosh Hashanah.
Is that true in Rosh Hashanah
Yachid
Shenifrat, that you can't carry,
you can throw? You can throw out of the, well, I don't remember. Whether you can go ahead and throw it outside the, it could be, these things are, where the Tchumim and Eruvin overlap is a little bit, it seems like it's a little bit hazy over here. Rishu Bataka brings his Rav Poskim and Cholkim Alze, you are allowed to carry because the little mikri parts of makom ha'asur. It's a little bit of a chiddush to say that the makom ha'mutar ubetzim. It's mutar. It's not makom ha'asur. Even though kapik tchumin, it's makom ha'asur. But again, don't mix. Don't mix tchumin and tiltul. That's what seems to be with the
makom. You're mixing tchumin in order to make it asur.
Right. Well, it says, the Mishnah Berurah says, since he can't walk there, but he can throw the whole Isra Tiltul B'chlal. That's the Shcholkim, the Mishnah Berurah brings. Well, there's no Isra Tiltul. It's in Yishus HaYachid. You're fine. It's just, you can't walk there, so throw it. It's not, that the first shita, the shita of the Rama, is sort of like mixing and saying, well, no, the 2,000 amas is kilu, it's a wall, and that it's all, like, it, which we say by sukkah, we say that the trail of mechitzas of Shabbat, but to say, to call the 2,000 amas as like a mechitza is a bit of a chiddush, but that seems to be where the machlokes falls. A tough dalid. But this is the din of the Malamei Asar Tfachim. A Mahalech Chutz L'Tchum, someone who's going outside the Tchum, the Malamei Asar Tfachim. Kegoyim, Shekofetz, Agabi, Amudim, Shekvoim, Asara. He's, whatever, playing jumping game, I don't know, whatever it is. He's jumping from one Amud to the other. Emichal Echavehem, Abar Tfachim, Abar Tfachim. Because then it would be like a different Rishos. So then he's jumping from pole to pole, above Asar Tfachim. So then, there is a suffix in Yesh Tchumin L'Malami Asara Olav. There's a general suffix in the Gemara. We'll see different applications, whether it's Yesh Tchumin L'Malami Asara or not. And generally, I think we're Machir, Chiva Al Sus, the place where Machir, if you're riding a horse, we don't call that above Ten Tvachim because the horse is riding on the ground. The point over here is you're jumping from place to place. Now, Huadin, okay, we'll talk about airplanes in a minute. Let's say you're like, for instance, your plane landed on Shabbos. What do you do? We'll see that in the end of the Sif. But you're flying through the air, things like that is considered above a sort of tfachim. So it says that there's a savik in each tchumin lamalmi a sort of ulav. Umashiyya b'drabana yasveiko the hakel. However, if there's any din. The Rabbana, Visveka Lahoka, qualifies a go, Miu, and a Horech Bederech Zeh, if he's walking on this Derech, for whatever reason, this is the way you walk, Ayadek Fitzas, shame, or persons that using shamos to go ahead and go from one place to the other, Toch Yubez Mil, Chutz Yubez Mil. If they go from, so we said that the Rabbana Visveka Lahoka, because Yubei's meal is a Shail Daraisa, but about Apayim Ama is only a Derabanan, so therefore, you wouldn't say Tchumin, above Asara, you can go as far as you want. However, if it's a past Yubei's meal, so then, Azulin Lachum, you wouldn't be allowed to do that. Manda Amar, Tchumin Yubei's meal, Habi Daraisa. This is in the Chubas de Rambam. Now, a couple of nakudas over here. First of all, just deal with the Bir Alacha talks about the means of Kiveger, who says that the Machum Durabana says who are doing any Carmelis any place nowadays. The Chora has a din Carmelis, and there's no, so therefore you wouldn't hold, according to this, you wouldn't hold Tchumin Daraisa. That's a Magi Mishnah. We know Tchumin Daraisa. The Bir Alacha says if it's Magi Mishnah says it, but it's a Pele, because even there's a Shita, Bekiva holds that even Apayim Amas Daraisa. So when you say, if, you know, according to this Shita, you know, he says that that Shita is a bit tamua to say by every Carmelis, you're allowed to go above, Asar Tvachin, however, you know, wherever you want.
I don't know where Carmelis plays in here.
Hmm?
Yeah,
so Carmelis is that the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Amashiyeh b'derabbanan a sveik l'hakel. So therefore, it's above Asar Tfachim if it's derabbanan. So meaning as 2,000 amos, but if it's Yubei's meal, a person goes ahead and he's flying and he's you know flying in the air. Yubei's over outside Yubei's meal. Yubei's meal is a travel deraisa. So, what does it mean, Derabanan? So the Magen Mishnah says, Kveger brings the Magen Mishnah, who says that Derabanan is also a Carmelis. That any Mokom that,
the
Rishos called the
Carmelis is a din Derabanan?
Well, yeah,
so
yeah.
What happens if you're walking within a Carmelis? I don't understand what we're bringing Carmelis for. If you're walking with 12,000 Amos,
that's a Bir Lachos Kahn. What's chat in the Magen Mishnah? He says that, 1 second. He says Let me think about that.
No,
I know that. I understand. Right, no, because it's a din derabanan. He says because it's a din derabanan, so therefore, since, but what you're asking is, so what? We're not talking about tiltul, we're talking about, again, we're talking about tchumin. I'll think about it. It's a little bit unclear. I mean, Biolacha has a bunch of kashas on it. The other, it's a couple of interesting nekudas here, about kvitzas shame. So the Torah, it actually says, ayade shame, or kvitzas aderech. They asked, what is kvitzas aderech? Or Yaakov Avinu, kvitzas aderech. He didn't do anything. But Al Kopanim, it seems like the Ramah is the Ashivdak. He says, kvitzas shame. The kvitzas aderech of the Torah means you're using the shamos to go ahead and make kvitzas aderech. I saw an interesting shot of Yerucham. I love it on the parashios. He sort of brings up the issue. He says, how do kvitzas aderech work? Were they flying through the air? Well, what's going on? Something like, you know, you see that they were walking like this and they were like zipping by, like how exactly did he was flying? Like superpowers, like what's going on? So he says, no, he said, you know, you have to understand the way Ruchnius works is that, you know, a person suddenly here and somehow or other, we don't really understand, suddenly he was in horror. You know, like he just walked, however it happened. It's not something we can be massing it. Here it's Mashma that,
comes down to the Shalot, is it that you're not allowed to walk? Or you're not allowed to take 2,000 paces? Or you're not allowed to end up in more than 2,000 amos from when you started?
Right, that's if you transport. You transport from one end to the other, so that's it. But still, what's tchumin l'mala meyud? You're not going, what's tchumin? You're not, you know, if you're not physically flying, what's pshat over here? So I just agav is interesting. I thought maybe because if you says in the Gemara Sukkah, it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu shayel by Har Sinai, did he go below 10 tefachim? What does that mean, Bifal? So Elavai, if a person uses that, you see that a person uses some sort of uses ruchnius of some sort or some sort of form of travel which is not physically on the ground, whether it's by flying or whether it's by using a shame, even if he's not physically flying, but in the Kilo Kosh Baruch, you know, above Ten Tvachim, it's the same idea. A person uses a shame, he's going above Ten Tvachim, meaning there's no tchumin, and the question is more, is there tchumin if you're not like, you know, walking on the ground? You know, above Ten Tvachim is a thing. If you're not in a makom of rishuyos, so it's not a normal way of walking. Let's just finish this. And since there's no tchumin on water, deraisa the divrei hakol, because it's not dumb to dgalim midbar. If you shein on dgalim midbar, misha by the sfina b'shabes lagiel on the mal, he comes on a boat and lands by the port or the harbor. It's a deep harbor, and he's always a mile meyasar from the bottom of the sea. Then he can just get off. If he doesn't know, he can go lakula. He knows that it was a paim amma. So ain the rock arba amos. It's rainy. No kamam zorechas alav. He has to use the bathroom. And therefore he has to go to the city. He can, the whole city can be arba amos. Even the al, since he's an oinis. Or let's say the case in Darkei Moshe is that people would stand, they stood, in order to get off, they stood by the front of the gangplank and the goyim on the boat, like, what are you doing? And like, sort of like push them off. Or, you know, so then it's al. So to an airplane, just finish with this, so to an airplane, since the Lamaisa is a person landed, I do know it has happened before, people landed on Shabbos, I know a specific case, are you allowed to get off the plane and go into the airport? And if you go into the airport, let's say it's JFK or something, or LAX, it's Tochot Chum, are you allowed to go ahead and, you know, walk out of the airport and go home, or wherever you're going? So the thing is the airplane is above Asar Tfachim. Right, so that's the thing. Once it goes and lands, so then it's like the case of the boat, Toch Asar Tvachim. But since you can't stay on the...
The fuselage of the airplane is not on
the... Yeah, but it's on wheels.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so the horror at that point, but since the police will come and throw you off the plane if you don't leave the plane, you know, you should wait till everyone gets off and the steward says, please leave. I don't know, could we have to do, you'd have to do that. But I'll upon him, since you, it's like the case of Amra, like they're going to push you off. You can't stay there, so you're on us. So then once you're allowed to go into the airport, so then you'd be allowed to go ahead and not just stay Dal Amos, so you're allowed to walk 2,000 amas, or if you're Tochlet Chum of the city, you'd be allowed to go ahead and just walk out and go wherever you want. Say that's like, you know, here Ben Gurion or whatever. I don't know if it's Tochlet Chum to any city, so then, but you're allowed to at least walk around the airport. I don't know if you're allowed to go anywhere else, and I think we'll stop there.
When did it land?
If it landed on Shabbos.
On Shabbos.
Yeah. Yeah, but I know since there was a... Like once I was...